The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Now, I'm pleased to be able to say we've got joining us our friends from Ireland Environmental Hygiene. We've got Hannah. Hello, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, Ian. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I would imagine that you are incredibly busy with what you do at the moment. Do you want to tell us how busy you are and what, you know, Ireland Environmental Hygiene is all about, so people know?
Yes, that's great. I mean, we've got two sort of directions the business goes in. So we've got the washroom side of things, which is things like sanitary bins, nappy bins, air fresheners and things like that that go into pubs, restaurants, offices, sort of anywhere where you've got a washroom facility for the public. We do a lot of the local council toilets and things like that. And then we've also got our clinical waste side of things, which is like POMS and sharps bins for things like tattoo studios, cosmetic surgeries, but we also do things like doctors and vets and care homes. So obviously those care homes and doctor surgeries and places, medical establishments, obviously it's been very busy recently. We've had an awful lot of things to collect from there. We do offensive and hazardous waste from those sort of establishments. It's that side of things has been very busy, and obviously as businesses start to look to reopen now, they're getting in contact with us to make sure that their washrooms are fully compliant and as safe as possible for their customers and for their staff going forward.
So, I mean, you play a very important role anyway, but at the moment it's probably even more vital than it's ever been due to, you know, what's going on around us. I mean, it's really strange that I spoke to my dentist yesterday and they are looking to go back to business, I think, first week of July. So yeah. I'm guessing that, you know, they will be switched on and they'll be using services like yours and so on to keep us all safe. But let's look at businesses now that are looking to go back to opening their, you know, their shops and their businesses. Mm-hmm. What sort of things will they have to do?
Well, it's really important that where possible that they have good washroom facilities for their staff. So somewhere where with well supplied soap, so that their staff can wash their hands frequently. But also paper towels are the best because they're disposable, so there's no risk of contamination there. You could also use a hand dryer. A physical towel wouldn't be the best at the moment because there is the risk of contamination there, because even if someone has washed their hands, it's possible that the person before them hasn't washed their hands thoroughly enough and has transferred virus or bacteria onto that hand towel. So if you can, it's best to have a towel that you can dispose of after use. Also, it's really important to have sanitizer stations throughout the premises. It's for staff and for any customers that are coming on site. It just means that you can use the sanitizer frequently throughout the day, and just it helps reduce any risk there of spreading viruses.
Okay, I want to come back to hand sanitizers in a moment, but just leading on from the paper towel situation, because obviously if you have a paper towel, it makes more sense than to have a towel that everyone's going to keep using, because otherwise you'd have to wash it every time.
Exactly.
But then that paper towel has to be put in something and then disposed of at some point.
Yes. So that would need to go into a bin, and ideally you want a closed bin, so a bin that's maybe with a foot pedal, so to open up and you can put it in, and then the lid goes down so it's completely sealed. At the moment, where we're trying to be sort of as careful as possible with contamination, it's really important to try and make sure you have a safer bin as possible. Open bins are fine in normal situations in offices for putting, I don't know, like paper and things that you're not using, but it's not great if you're things that could potentially be contaminated, you don't really want to put into an open bin.
Right. Okay. I mean, we're lucky. I'm going to ask you what advice you can give us, because if, firstly, I think we're fairly unique in some ways, but I'll come to the unique ways in a mo. But just say, for instance, we don't have a sink. We do have a tap, an outside tap. So what would we need? You mentioned a hand sanitization station. Would that suffice?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you haven't got a water supply inside, a hand sanitizer station is the best thing you can do. It's especially if you had it near the entrance, the people could use it as they enter the building, and then at least, and if you to clean your hands with hand sanitizer, you use the same motions as you would with soap. So it's really important to work that sanitizer around your hands and your wrist for a good 20 minutes seconds at least, and that should then get rid of everything, any sort of virus or bacteria that you've got on your hands.
Do you know what? That's the first time anybody said, and the wrist as well. That is because I've often thought, how far should we go? And you know, I think sometimes, yeah, okay, wrist is, it makes common sense to me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at things that are put out by the World Health Organization and Public Health England and things, they suggest that just to clean the sort of the very tops of your wrists as well, because obviously they can be just as contaminated as your hands. So to try and stop that risk as much as possible, it's really good to try and clean that area as well.
And coming back, just staying with the hand sanitization, is there a specific amount of alcohol that we have to, you know, there's certain stuff that we should use?
Right, well, for hand sanitizer, it's really important that you check that it contains, 60% alcohol is the bare minimum, but ideally you want to be using hand sanitizer that contains at least 70% alcohol, and that is the most effective against coronavirus. Anything below that, and it's not guaranteed. So you want to sort of make sure bare minimum of 60, but ideally you want to be in the 70 range to make sure that your hand sanitizer is going to work and do the job that you want it to do with regards to COVID-19. And the other thing that it's important to check, that your hand sanitizer is still actually in date. So hand sanitizer doesn't always have use by dates on, however, most of them have the little symbol on the back that tells you that it needs to be used within 12 months or 18 months. So it's really important to actually sort of, especially at the moment, make a note of when you opened your hand sanitizer, and make sure that if you've had it for a while that you dispose of it and get another one, because as it ages, the alcohol content within it actually decreases. So if you use the hand sanitizer that, say, you'd had open for 3 years, the alcohol, whilst it might say on it that it's 70% alcohol, because it's 3 years old, that alcohol content will have actually diminished and it won't be as strong. So you can't guarantee that it will still work in the way that it's meant to work.
Okay, so important notice here to, you know, check dates. When you open the actual container itself, make sure that you make a note of the date and don't let it stretch by the advised information on the bottle. That makes huge sense. It's these kinds of things that many people from many businesses have no idea, you know, what they do. I mean, I know that we've got to do something, but I didn't know there were certain things that, you know, we needed to go into in great detail. And I was talking to you the other day, and something that you said, because I'll bring on to our uniqueness now.
Yeah.
And that is microphone covers. You know, yeah, the spongy things that you put around microphone covers that I'm actually speaking into now. Now, I could get up and I could walk away and the next person come into the studio and they start talking into that microphone. And it is, if I had some germs, there's a very good chance that the next person using this microphone would get those germs.
Yeah.
So we can either buy our own. Everyone has a microphone shield, which is, there's about 28 of us, which is going to be a bit pricey. Or what I thought was we could have one soaking in something, one in the system, and one drying. And
yes,
the one thing that you opened my eyes with the other day was the fact that you have to be careful with what you do this with, because it needs to be a viral killer. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, lots of products on the market say they kill bacteria. But what you actually want is something that also kills viruses, and certain, you also want things that have been checked against coronaviruses. So very little on the market will have actually been checked against COVID-19. However, that it will have been checked against other coronaviruses, and because they're within the same family, it is almost guaranteed that if it works against others in the family, that it will also work around against COVID-19. So if you're looking at something to make, to sterilize something in your home or cleaning products, it's really important to check that actually it's effective against viruses, and actually to have a look at the product and on the back and see which viruses it's actually effective against. I think I was talking to you yesterday about the anti-bac wipes that you buy in the supermarkets. Now, there's very few of actual wipes that are available that are actually effective against viruses. So most of them say they kill 99.9% of bacteria, but it's actually the ones that also kill viruses that you need to look out for. And there are a few brands out there that do have wipes that are effective against coronavirus, but even within their range, it's important that you check each packet that it actually says it's effective against viruses, and you look and check that it's a it is effective against COVID-19, because even within those ranges there are differences, and not all of them actually cover for COVID-19. So it's really important just to read the information on the back of packs and make sure what you're using is actually right for what you want it to do. I mean, you don't want to go through all the hassle of putting lots of cleaning procedures in place but actually use products that aren't right and aren't actually protecting you from what the main thing you're trying to avoid at the moment, which is COVID-19.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because obviously, you know, I'm just one a member of one company that is looking to get us back in the studio, but I've also got to be very, very aware of, we've got 28 people, and some have health issues anyway, so it's really, really important to get it right. Don't just assume that you pick up a wipe that it's going to do what you need it to do. You know, it's best to get some advice, or at least you know, check out the wording on your wipes. And obviously, we can get in touch with you. Yeah, you've got a website, and just remind us what the website is.
It's islandhygiene.com.
And obviously, we get in touch with the likes of you and have a conversation with you, and you can put us right. And I say it's so good that you're actually out there, because I would imagine that there's an awful lot of people that are just putting the basics in place. And you know alcohol, oh, it's got alcohol in, that's fine, it might not be enough. They've got wipes, they might not be the proper wipes, and you know, not knowing that they're doing this, but they're putting themselves and other people in danger. So you know, just a you know, a word to those people: make sure that you've got the correct stuff. It's very easy to check it. It's very easy to make a quick phone call, have a look on your website, get in contact with you as well, because you know, it's really, really vital. I personally would have made a huge mistake if I hadn't have had this conversation, and I have to say that, and I'm not just saying it because you're on the other end of a telephone. I was using just ordinary wipes to wipe down the microphone shields and so on. That is not good enough, and it won't be you know, ideally, I mean, you know, you need to use something that you can soak it in for a period of time in the correct in the correct environment, so that the germs have gone, if there are any.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that we've had this conversation, because I don't want any deaths on my hands just because I didn't ask the right question.
Yeah, no, exactly. And a lot of people also aren't aware that we've the cleaning products that are out there that are effective against coronavirus, they actually have a contact time as well. So some of them, it's not a case of you spraying the spray on and then it's gone, it's safe to use. A lot of them, you'll have to wait 5 minutes or so for them to, for that, the chemicals in that to actually work and actually break down the virus and the bacteria that's there. So it's not an instant cleanness either. You have to leave it for a while afterwards till it's actually effective.
It's good to talk to you, it really is. Just a couple of things I just want to ask you about, and then I'm going to surprise you with something.
Okay.
Disposing of PPE. So if you are using PPE, I mean, you know, the hospitals, dentists and so on might be using it. Other people will be using it as well. What's the correct way of disposing with the PPE?
Well, with the PPE, it's always best, for the safest way for you and for your staff who would be dealing with it, the best way is to hire a medical bin from a company like ourselves. It's not expensive for weekly. There's a weekly rental charge, and that includes a weekly collection. And we provide a sealed bin that has a pedal that you would use to open, and then any PPE, so any masks, any gloves or anything like that, that you've used outside or you've used when talking to customers or cleaning and things, whilst it's quite likely that they won't be contaminated, there is always that risk that they may be contaminated. So it's actually really important that you dispose of them in a safe way too. And the good thing about the bins we can provide is that they go in there and then you don't have to touch it at all. And our employees will come in and they'll our drivers, they will deal with that, and they know how to safely to remove it and make sure that it's all done in a safe way and where it isn't, there isn't the risk for further contamination. The problem is a lot of people will just put their PPE in the bin. So you've got you come into work, you've got a waste paper basket by your desk, you just take your mask off and you just put it in there. But obviously that's not really very, there is a risk of contamination there in that the cleaner that comes along to empty that basket, they're at risk of touching it, and then you're spreading any coronavirus that way. It's about minimizing risks really, and by having a dedicated bin for PPE, it just makes sure that everything's collected safely and disposed of safely. And obviously as a business you have a requirement to dispose of your waste in a compliant way and in as safe a way as possible, and that is just that way sort of facilitates it and makes it easier and takes the worry out of you thinking, oh gosh, could someone be contaminated by the PPE and things that we've got in our general waste?
It's good advice, and thank you for coming on and sparing us the time. You know, if you are one of those people that is running a company looking to get back, or you've already gone back and you've got things in place, just double check. All it takes is a couple of minutes to check with an expert, because if you don't, you know, and you've got something in place that isn't adequate, and it's quite simple to do, it's quite simple to make those mistakes. I've made those mistakes already. Then, you know, just please take a moment to just double check, because lives are at stake and businesses are at stake as well. And you'll kick yourself if you don't take that 5 minutes just to double check. Is there anything else you want to add?
I just one thing I would quite like to say is, because obviously especially with all our staff have been trained in wearing masks and hand and gloves and things to make sure that they're safer, or as safe as they can be at all times. And it's just worth, as you start using these things more and more, actually just taking a moment to look. You can look on the internet or find out through in the media and things. Just make sure that you're taking gloves and masks off in the correct way, because it's really important when you take the gloves off that you start from the wrist and pull down and turn them inside out as you take them off. Therefore you're not touching the possibly contaminated area that had been touching things outside. And also the same with masks, it's important to remove them from the back and not touch the front of the mask at all, because that is the area that is the most likely to have any contamination, and you don't want to then spread that onto your hands and risk passing it on to other things.
Brilliant. Thank you. We've come to the end, but there is one little final thing I'm going to ask you to do, and that is, because I don't know whether you're aware of this, but is he your boss, Peter Osborne?
Yeah, he's the director of the company.
He's like the governor, is he? Well, if just say for instance, if we just give Peter a mention, because obviously he normally comes in and does the interviews. Yeah. I don't know why, he's probably only just got out of bed. But he's been very busy in the studio making music, and yes. when he found out that we were doing an interview, he sent me a song and said, "Could you play it?" So I just thought it'd be perfect if we could sort of match them up.
That would be lovely.
So this is director Peter Osborne then, and his version of Smooth. And thank you for being there, Hannah, from Island Environmental Hygiene.
Thanks, Ian. It's been lovely to talk to you.